This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Brian Baldinger will join us in just about 20 minutes, coming up at 7:20. But it's time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case there's skins hitting? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Great.
All right, boys. Obviously, a massive matchup tonight. I assume everybody has an Amazon Prime deal at this point. I mean, if you don't, I don't blame you. God bless you. That means you don't have packages coming into your house every day. You could still watch the game locally on Fox 5. If you're in Philadelphia, for whatever unknown reason, you can watch it on Fox 29. 8:15 start tonight. I'm actually going to be in the unenviable position of watching this game in my car tonight. Ooh, driving to New York.
Hold on, can't leave until Dina's driving and you're watching?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes.
And that's the dynamic?
Yes.
Our guy Bobby Blicky from Surfside actually offered tickets to go. I can't go up to Philadelphia.
I love Bobby Blicky, but does he understand that we have a little something called work the next day? I mean, it's very nice of him. It's a very nice
offer. Of all the stadiums I'd want to go to, that might be at the bottom of the list. Like, why do I want to go there and get beat up?
Yeah, I mean, why do you want to get assaulted by Philly fans?
I have to be like an undercover Skins fan.
Some people love it.
Huh?
Yeah. Some people love it.
I know.
They want to be the center of attention, relishing it.
I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I went
Would
there.
You go to Pittsburgh and all your purple? Like, you like that kind of thing?
I mean, I wouldn't wear my jersey because, number one, it's signed and someone would just spill Iron City beer
like
on
nacho
it.
Nacho cheese on it.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah.
But I'd wear like a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went a few years ago. Dylan, one year, was an Eagles fan. It was some weird bit. I think because
poor parenting.
I didn't know. I think Kelsey loves
the cake's good point. That
Kelsey
is
loves the Commanders so much. I think he resented sharing the Burgundy and Gold room with the Brian Arakpo fathead.
Hey, so you got him still up on Kelsey.
You got
wall,
a McNabb
man.
Fathead.
Kelsey's out of college, man. Can you get me on this wall?
But I would say, like, if you just go, you can wear your shirt or hat. If you just sit there, you're fine.
It's fine. I just wouldn't want to deal with the random ridicule.
In one ear, out the other.
I guess. It just wouldn't be the place I would go.
I thought it was a fine stadium.
Did you see Silver Linings Playbook? I mean, the Eagles fans are fighting with each other in that movie, not even with opposing fans.
Quit making movie references.
You didn't see the movie. I know. It's a running bit, JP. You don't understand.
Yeah. He looked at you with the blankest stare.
I know he's not going to know the reference.
Yeah, I'm not big into that. Silver Linings Playbook, but that was Bradley Cooper.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I know from the hype.
It's actually a really good movie.
But I didn't go see it. all right, so massive game. We talked about it earlier. B-Rob's going to play. Lattimore out. Austin Seibert out. that there's a special teams guy. I forget his name. They signed him. He's out. So, you know, not a full strength, but better. You know, one thing about Lattimore being out is we haven't even had him yet. So, you know, if we have him down the stretch run, I think that'll be just fine.
I'm semi-terrified for what A.J. Brown is going to do to the secondary. Even though the secondary's been better over the past few weeks, slightly better, I just feel like primetime spot. He's had his way with this team in the past. Now, that was with Emmanuel Forbes covering him one-on-one without help, which is idiotic and insane. But I just feel like he's going to be a big factor.
So he's played four games against the Commanders.
Yeah.
23 catches, 397 yards, five touchdowns in four games.
Right. Who is this?
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so far he's actually got I think this seems like a low number, only 28 catches on the year. He's got 553
yards. I believe I heard this correctly. The Eagles are throwing the ball the least of any team in the NFL.
Also, he's had injuries.
Because they're running the ball so effectively with Barkley and Hurts, especially during this five-game win streak.
Right.
They don't need to put the ball in the
air.
So
AJ's only played in six games, so they're targeting him an average of almost seven times per game.
Yeah.
Of course, we all remember last year, Manny Forbes just basically incapable of covering him.
Right.
I don't know who's going to get that assignment.
I would guess because of his physicality.
St. Juice
probably draws that assignment.
A.J. Brown's the one, but Devontae Smith's really good too. He's also had success against Washington in six games, 34 catches, 479 yards, three touchdowns.
Now, the good thing if you're a Commanders fan there is he had a dud last week, and he's dealing with a hamstring injury.
Yes.
So I think he was a limited participant in practice yesterday. I think he's going to go, but I don't think he's 100%.
Will they even?
Hopefully, he's not as effective as he has been in years past.
Will they even bother to cover Jahan Dotson kicks?
Well, I just don't know how often Dotson's going to be on the field.
He's played in every game. He's only got 15 targets.
How many snaps is he getting? Like, what's his target? His target share has to be.
He's getting
minuscule.
1.5 targets per game.
Yeah, it's borderline laughable.
But JP mentioned Devontae Smith. He's got 37 catches on 50 targets, four touchdowns. The touchdown guys are obviously Jalen Hurts, four touchdowns rushing, Saquon Barkley. I'm wrong about that. 10 touchdowns rushing. Saquon, six touchdowns rushing. Jalen is thrown for 12 touchdowns, almost 2,000 yards. Saquon's on pace for what looks like, through nine games, he's got 991 yards, essentially 1,000. Looks like he's on pace for, I'd say, about 1,800 yards.
It's not a bad season.
If he's able to stay healthy, 1,800 yards and like 12 touchdowns.
Pretty amazing stat on Hurts. He has at least one touchdown pass, rushing touchdown, and a 100-plus rating in four straight games. First quarterback in NFL history to accomplish that.
Yeah. In three of his last four games against us, against Washington, he's thrown for 340 and 3, 319 and 2, and 319 and 4.
Right.
Three of his last four starts against us. Mm-hmm. So Jalen kind of licks his chops. Again, here's a good trivia question for you. When was the last time Saquon rushed for over 100 yards against us? Ooh, how about 5 years ago?
I feel like you're kind of jinxing them with that stat.
You're
putting it out there.
I kind of like to taunt him a little bit.
Yeah.
I've done this because he's never really. A couple years, when he first came in the league, he destroyed us a little bit. But he hasn't rushed for 100 yards since 2019.
But the Eagles have so many weapons.
Like, I get
he
it.
Could rush 15 times for 90 yards, score a touchdown. Hurts could rush for 60 and add a touchdown on the ground. And then they a few passes to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and they're looking at 28 to 30 points on the board.
Now, he's been a different player this year. He's got four games where he's gone over 100 yards, and those games have been big, just rushing. He had 147 in week three against the Saints. He had 176 in his return against the Giants. 108 on 22 carries against Cincinnati. He went wild against Jacksonville Cakes. He had 159 there, plus another 40 receiving.
Mm-hmm. He also missed his opener. He had over 100 yards there. So he's had five games where he's gone for over 100.
I missed that early on. And he had 159 against Jacksonville.
Guy's averaging almost 6 yards a carry. Now, traditionally, I know that you've said this about Saquon because we've faced him so many times. You feel like he's an all-or-nothing
guy. Last week, he had 66.
He can rip off long ones now, for sure. Been more consistent this year.
There's no doubt about it. Like, I'm not disrespecting him. I'm just trying to find any angle I can.
It's going to be a huge task. Like, I think Philly's going to get in the 30s.
Well, if that's the case, then hopefully the Commanders are also in the 30s.
Right. I just logged into FanDuel. I see Cousin Sal. You want to bet with Cousin Sal on FanDuel?
My first question is, who is Cousin Sal?
I thought you might know, Cakes.
I don't know who this Cousin Sal is. Am I missing something
if you
here?
If you want to take this bet, they've got a little parlay here. You could go over the 43.5.
Okay. I like that.
That's an alternate, though.
Yeah, that has to be an alternate spread,
that
right?
That seems low, right? Anytime touchdown from Jalen Hurts. This is a very Philly-centric
yeah, it is.
Bet. Under 226 passing from Jaden and over 90 yards rushing for Saquon. If you like that, if you want some sort of emotional hedge, $10 bet wins 78. It's plus 780. $100
cousin,
bet wins 780.
Cousin Sal, I had to double check because I thought it was right. He's Jimmy Kimmel's cousin.
Okay.
And he became kind of famous as Jimmy Kimmel's guy. And I think he's on Fox now.
I watch Jimmy Kimmel as much as I watch C-SPAN at this point, which is zero.
If you're interested in any anytime touchdown wagers tonight to keep you interested, okay, B-Rob, anytime touchdown in his return, plus 140.
Ooh.
Terry, who I've been riding lately, but he didn't get me one last week, plus 180.
Drabby, do you want to weigh in on your nugget with the plus 180 on Terry McLaurin, why that's probably a bad bet?
Why is that a bad bet?
You dropped on us during the break?
Well, I mean, Terry's been playing out of his mind, and it's been fun to watch.
He didn't get one last week.
I know, but he gets so many targets and so many big catches down the field that, I mean, he's playing great. It's awesome. But I am intrigued by the start from Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from the Eagles, who was the first-round draft pick, I believe, out of Toledo. He really blew up last year and had a great senior bowl in Mobile. But I was reading something that said his coverage stats are better than Sauce Gardner's as a rookie.
Mm.
And you only
That's
have
impressive.
A 23%.
And he'll be on Terry?
I'm guessing only a 23% completion percentage when targeted.
Mm-hmm.
How about to counter that, Terry's having an unbelievable year. In fact, I saw this from the 33rd team yesterday, retweeted it at Chunks Radio. He has the highest, Terry McLaurin, catch rate over expected out of any player in any season over the past 6 years.
In other words, on contested type balls, that kind of
basically.
Thing? Basically. Yeah.
You know, certain it includes all the catches, so you're expected to catch ones that are right at you, but you're not necessarily expected to catch, you know, these low probability things, and he's bringing down everything. He's plus 14.6% in catch rate over expected.
Do you like Jaden Daniels? So he's plus 180 to score a touchdown. Do you like Jaden Daniels plus 210?
No.
Eckler,
plus to rush it in.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? How about this on a flyer? Anytime touchdown. This would totally, I mean, this is the epitome of a gamble.
Okay.
But he might be due for one. Diami plus 900.
I don't know if that? I love that.
You hate that? What if you just catch him along on one, you know, just catch him sleeping?
All he had to do was catch one last week. It was right in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, he had a layup last week.
Are you sure that's anytime or is that first TD?
No, anytime.
9-1, especially.
Don't you think that's pretty good?
Like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I kind of like that. Even if you just put $10 to win 90.
Do it. I'll chop it with you.
Okay.
It's got one this year.
Okay.
Put like 50 on it. Don't put, because you're going to be salty when it hits. It's just for $10. It's 90.
No, 50 would fill up my account. I only got like 200 yeah. in my account.
You need to start building that thing up.
I like to manage my account, Case.
Understood.
Let me just see if I can give you any other.
Solid bankroll management.
I like that one, though. Don't you think that? I mean, that's a good flyer.
Yeah.
If you want a flyer.
He's the deep threat. And if everyone's focusing on Terry.
Terry? Yeah. Right, why didn't he just run something and
automatic focus?
Catch him in a blitz?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom. The Army streaking on the sideline. Boom. Valdez and I chop it 45
Put it in
bucks.
Right now. Put it in during the break.
Right.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL. We'll talk more Commanders and Eagles with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. He's next. And don't forget Dave Richard. He'll join us coming up at 8 o'clock.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.